Good morning, happy Monday to you from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Reggie Akee. Thanks for checking in. Here's what's happening right now in the news. The search is on for survivors of Italy's devastating 6.2 magnitude earthquake. Rescuers with dogs are now digging through crumbled homes. They're looking for people who may still be trapped. More than 90 people are confirmed dead, and Italian media reports at least 1,500 are hurt. Police in India say at least 7 people are confirmed dead after suspected insurgents set off 2 explosions in the northeastern state of Assam. At least 40 people were hurt there. In the first blast, attackers planted explosives on a bicycle at a busy market. The second blast happened outside a mobile phone store. President Obama says Turkish membership in the European Union would broaden and strengthen Europe's foundation. The president spoke to Turkish Parliament this morning. It is the president's first state visit to a Muslim nation. With mortgage rates so low, the risk of mortgage fraud is now growing. And at 11 a.m. Eastern, federal and state officials are announcing a new plan to crack down on criminals who are looking to cash in on the president's housing plans. The heads of the Treasury Department, the Justice Department, HUD, and the Federal Trade Commission will all be on hand for that announcement, and we'll have it live for you here on CNN.com/live. Singer Chris Brown is set to appear in court today. Brown was arrested 2 months ago for allegedly assaulting his celebrity girlfriend, Rihanna. He'll be arraigned on felony charges and is expected to make a plea. Brown faces more than 4 years in prison. Rihanna is not expected to attend that hearing. And that's a quick look at the headlines right now. Please stick with us here at CNN.com and CNN.com Live. We'll have your updates throughout the day.